Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. Flowers are starting to bloom, the birds are singing, and your closets are overflowing. That means spring is here, and so is the time to clean, declutter, and finally tackle that junk drawer. But where do you start? According to Delaware's only certified professional organizer, Kim Mazuski, it's best to begin with small, manageable tasks and build from there, so you can create lasting habits that make a real difference in your home. In this edition of Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon spoke with Mazuski about how small changes can lead to big results, and why spring cleaning is about more than just your space. It's about finding peace of mind.
A lot of folks out there, I'm sure cringe when they hear spring cleaning and decluttering. Objectively, I don't think it sounds like an enjoyable process, though it can be, and it can feel incredibly rewarding when you're done. From your view, Kim, why do so many of us struggle with clutter and basic upkeep of, you know, our home and the stuff that is in our home? Are we just lazy procrastinators, or is there more to it?
Oh my gosh, absolutely not. That is definitely a misconception, and people blame that as something that gets in the way of the process. But I like to think of spring cleaning as like a waking up. Right. So if you think of bears coming out of hibernation, like we're groggy, we're like ready to get back into it. Okay. So like we're going to like open the windows up a little bit and we're going to put fresh eyes on our home. And what I like to say is that, you know, no one intends to have clutter. No one wants this kind of overwhelm. No one wants to feel this way. I mean, every person that calls me for their intro is like, I feel stuck. I feel paralyzed. I feel overwhelmed. I feel like I have no idea where to begin. And so when we're looking at spring cleaning, we're looking at trying to come into your home, into your spaces with an open mind and a curious kind of investigative approach. Like, what's going on? What do I see in here? And how did this happen? Right? It's not like somebody came with a dump truck of crap and just toss it into your house, right? These things trickle in. I mean, you're probably not getting 30, you know, Amazon packages every day. It's one or two here and there. And it's, you know, it's the things like hand-me-downs that people are giving. It's the gifts from family members that you don't need. You know, it's the party favors that are coming in. It's just everyday life is throwing stuff at us. And when you are a person who's doing the best you can, right? Whether you are working, parenting, all of the above, or whatever it is, like we are tired. We're working really hard. And so sometimes you come home and you just shift into like autopilot and you go through the motions of your routine. And there's a lot of, you know, I'll deal with this later. Or, you know, there's a lot of crap on the counter. So I'm just going to put it in a bin and put it in the basement. That's not decluttering, okay? That's just making the problem worse for later. But like we do these things to do a quick fix, but there's not really a quick fix. And so when we talk about spring cleaning, it's asking you to slow down, take it one room at a time, one space at a time, and start small. So for example, picking your nightstand and just clearing off the top, you know, what can be thrown away? What can be recycled? What can be donated or sold or relocated, and just starting there and building up those small wins.
Small wins. Yeah, I like that. And I think it's especially, poignant where we don't overwhelm ourselves, or else we'll never, you know, that's part of why we're putting it off, because we're overwhelming ourselves as well. You know, it's also not just tidying up. It's a legitimate deep dive into your stuff, right? Your space. And there are a lot of benefits and net positives that come with that. We touched on that off air beforehand. And I think that's something, as far as those net positives, those benefits, I don't think those ever really get talked about when it comes to spring cleaning and decluttering. So what are your thoughts on that then, Kim? You know, the mental and emotional benefits of a deep clean and of a successful decluttering?
That's a great question. The benefits of decluttering are not just fluff. I mean, this is like research-backed, consistently proven by science that it really helps to reduce anxiety and depression. It cuts down on cortisol levels, which in women, the stress of clutter is elevated extra. And so that can cause a lot of health problems, right? So we're bringing down that stress hormone. We're also cutting back on tension in relationships. A lot of my couples are fighting because one person is more organized than the other. This is a great way to come together and work as a team, right? And then there's less isolation, there's less shame. You're happy to have people over. We notice improved focus and decreased distractibility. And you see this for your own, work, but also for your kids when they're doing homework, when you're trying to do something as a family. We see fewer behaviors in kids, fewer adverse behaviors, which is huge, right? And also, when kids have fewer things to play with, they show more creativity. They're thinking outside the box. They are improving their independent play. So there's just so many goals, not to mention, like, you're saving time and money and energy in the long run because you're taking inventory of your home.
Yeah, it sounds like a decluttered home is indeed a happy home. Well, where do we start then here? What's the first step in getting organizing or getting organized and decluttering? What does that look like?
If you read any book or if you follow any expert or influencer, the first step is honestly just knowing your why. Why is this important to you? And also, I like to think that it has to do with self-worth, right? So knowing in your core that you deserve a space that you can manage, that's restful, that feels calming to you, and that's like you can come home and like let out a sigh of relief because life is really hard. Life is crazy stressful. There's a lot going on right now that's outside of our control. We want to come home and feel good. And it's hard to do that when there's clutter here, clutter here, clutter here, clutter here, because that is just more mental like burden, more red flags in your head of like you have more to do. I'm not in control of my house. I'm overwhelmed. It kind of reinforces that narrative. So we have to shift from I don't know where to start, or I'm too far gone, or I'm just a messy person, like this is just who I am, because those things are just not true. This process is about moving forward, and you're not going to have an Instagram-worthy home from a weekend of decluttering. It just doesn't work like that. This is you're undoing a lifetime of routines and learned behaviors, and you're trying to make better choices. And so it's all about those small wins. Like I'm saying, start really small. And I always tell my clients, like, part of why we're successful when we work together is because you took this day off work. You put it on the calendar. You planned around it. You prioritized this as something that was going to happen. We came in with a focus. We were going to do your primary bedroom closet. Okay. That's all we're doing. We have 6 hours to work on the closet, and that's enough time when you have an organizer who's a professional and super passionate. But like also, we can even break it down into smaller steps if you're going to DIY. So maybe your goal is to clear everything off the floor in the closet. Just clear the floor in the closet. Make it more accessible, make it easier to get in there, give you a reason to be excited about going in a little bit deeper. And so I like to say to make that commitment to yourself by, holding yourself accountable, having it on the calendar. Some people like to have a body double, so they'll say to their best friend or their sister, you know what, come over. You can drink a glass of wine. I need to, go through my filing cabinet. Just keep me on task. It's about committing to that time, giving yourself permission to just go all in and, start small, 15 minutes. You can do a junk drawer. You can clear something. Start small. And what usually happens is the timer goes off and you feel damn good because you've accomplished something and you see a difference right away. That visible change is huge and you feel that relief instantly.
I love that. There's such a strong self-care component here, but then thinking about everything, like whether it's your stuff or your space, and just being so purposeful, it sounds like. Yeah, I really love that. And as far as those clients go who may be, really yearning to hold on to, sentimental items for whatever reason, how do you help them let go of those, like let go as in either let go of them completely or you know, shift them in another space or whatnot? What does that, what about that?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you want me to talk about decluttering sentimental items in this tiny little podcast. That's hilarious. That's like an hour long conversation minimum. I guess what I'll say just as quick as I can is that we don't start there, right? You have to start with easy stuff. You have to start with trash and recycling because you don't have that attachment to it. Part of why when you hire an organizer like me, I come in and I'm this neutral third party that's unbiased. I have no attachment to your stuff. I literally don't care. People are like, are you going to force me to get rid of anything? Absolutely not. Am I going to hold you accountable to your goals to have a space that feels relaxing and not overwhelming? Yes. And I'll push back when I can. But we start with the easy things so that you get confident making small choices. And we build up that muscle, that knowing of yourself to say, I know myself to know that I'm okay without this. I know that my things do not define who I am. And you can love something and honor it and let it go with gratitude to know that it's going to have new life. I just had a keyboard that was so beautiful and it sounded incredible. And my wife bought it for me 2 years ago. And I said, I don't think you should buy it for me because what if I don't play it? I didn't play it. And then I said, you know what? Let's find a new home for it where someone's going to really love it. So we donated it to a nonprofit and they're so happy. So it's like knowing that your things served you well at the time, they were meaningful to bring in, and also it's okay to let them go.
Thanks to Delaware's only certified professional organizer, Kim Mazuski, and our Kyle McKinnon for enlightening us this week.